Hi guys, welcome to the Challenge Podcast, the show dedicated to transforming your life. I'm Coach Steve.
And I'm Coach Helen, and we're excited to bring you the best information on exercise, nutrition, mindset, and health. Let's get on with the show.
What's up, guys? Coach Steve here, and welcome back to another episode of the Challenge Podcast. In today's episode, I'm joined with Maxine's grand champion, Susan Gullermeyer. Susan, welcome to the Challenge Podcast.
Hey, hi, Steve. How you doing, buddy?
I'm so excited to spend some time to chat with you here. Now, the time of this recording is just a few days ago, you found out that you won the Maxine's May Challenge. How are you feeling since you found out that you won the challenge?
But I still honestly can't believe it. It was just about my whole experience, which is about to get fit, get healthy, you know, not about winning anything. So making it to top 50, to top 10, to top 3, into the winner, mate, that's just icing on the cake. And it's something that's still a little bit surreal. And my phone hasn't stopped beeping and buzzing with all the messages. So it's still a really good feeling at the moment.
That's amazing. And I must say, you know, looking at your transformation is absolutely amazing. You've done such an amazing job, and you should be so proud of the result that you've achieved.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, totally wrapped.
Now, Susan, let's start by talking a little bit about yourself. Would you like to give yourself a little bit of an introduction, maybe, you know, what you do for work, where you're from, you know, a little bit about you?
Yep. I'm 39. I live in Western Sydney, New South Wales. I'm a police officer. I've been a police officer in New South Wales Police now for almost 20 years, coming up in September. I live at home with my hubby. Luckily, we have no kids at home, so I've got a lot of time to myself. And yeah, totally committed to the Maxine Challenge.
Wow, that's amazing. I do want to touch on, you know, being a police officer. And over my time in the challenge over the past couple of years, we've had quite a few police officers that have made the top 10 and have done podcasts just like yourself. So if you're listening to this and maybe you're a police officer, go check out some of the other top 10s who have been a police officer as well. And I think that speaks a little bit about the dedication required to transform your body, where, you know, maybe you have a certain mentality or skill set or an approach to a challenge, such as the Maxine Challenge, where you've achieved such an amazing result. And, you know, talking a little bit about your background, were you maybe into like fitness and sports and physical activity when you were younger or growing up?
As a kid, I was a little bit of sport, definitely not fitness. I hate running. The only thing I run around is the block before I put it under my bed, but no, definitely not. And prior to this, the only thing I did in the last probably maybe 6-7 years was one game of indoor netball on a Monday night. Other than that, I didn't lift a single weight, didn't run, didn't walk. I was pretty lazy. So this has pretty much been a complete, you know, 180 turnaround on my previous lifestyle.
Wow, amazing. Well, look, let's talk about why you started the challenge. So do you want to tell us a little bit of a story about the reason why you chose to start the Maxine May Challenge?
Yeah, I guess it comes down to, you know, everyone said I'm 39, and it's funny how people sort of, you talk to people and everyone's talking about weight loss and getting fit, and everyone uses this magical number of 40. And I don't know what it is. I don't know what happens when you turn 40 on that special day, but I'm sitting there going, well, if I can't lose weight after 40, I've got like 6 months to do it. So let's crack in and do it, you know? And I've seen so many ads on social media about losing weight, and, you know, lose weight quick and, you know, these shakes and do this for 12 weeks and you'll look like this. And I guess I never believed the before and after shots. I always thought they were photoshopped and never really understood that this can be real and it is real until a few of my workmates at work were doing the Max's Challenge. And I guess following them, I was able to see that real people could eat real food and get real results. And I thought, if they can do it, hey, surely I can do it because I'm living the same lifestyle. So I thought, yeah, what is there to lose? And threw my hands up and gave it a go.
Wow, that's amazing. I do want to touch on this concept of magic numbers, you know, and like you said, like the magical 40, or for some guys who might be around that 99 to 100 kilo mark, once they hit 100, that's a magical number. It's like, oh, I've got to do something about that now. And I guess talking about some of the fallacies within fitness, and people talk about no carbs after 6. And, you know, if you eat something at 6:01, then oh, that's bad. It's a really bad thing. So it's interesting how there's these magical numbers or things that happen that make us do something. And okay, in one aspect, we look at it and say, hey, this is just hoo-ha magic. But then if that leads us to make a decision, then you go, hey, well, it kind of did something. And if it took you to get close to 40 and go, hey, I'm getting close to 40, maybe I should make a change to my behavior and not do anything crazy. Like, you don't need to cut out carbohydrates or run yourself to death or anything wild. You know, you're making real changes that anybody can achieve and you've gotten real results.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Did you notice any, you know, you spoke a little bit about coming of age, but was there any moment where you might have caught an image of yourself in like a reflection. So let's say you're walking down the street and you kind of like catch yourself in a reflection and you go, oh, Susan, maybe it's time we do something about that. Was there any moment like that, or was it kind of more like a numbers driven thing?
I think it came down to the fact of just progressively over time, like trying to lose weight like everybody does. They all sort of try some sort of fad diet, whether it'll be no carbs or no sugars or cut out this or cut out that, or let's have a meal replacement shake. And it got to the point where I thought that eating less was best. And if I could go through work having a coffee and a cookie all day in 12 hours and coming home and having dinner, I thought that was a good day of eating because I hadn't eaten much. And then slowly over like maybe last 6-7 years, I just progressively was putting weight on. And it's like, this isn't the right way of doing it. And I just had to totally change my whole mindset about food, knowing that food is fuel, not bad for you, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I don't think media helps much with that, right? Like we kind of get told online and on television and in magazines that, hey, you know, you're meant to starve yourself and we'll call it intermittent fasting, or you're meant to have this shake and this magical bar and you'll lose weight. But it really just comes down to, you know, eating good food, thinking of food as fuel because we need energy to survive, and being physically active. And I think you've accomplished that over the past 12 weeks.
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure.
I guess, would you like to tell us a little bit about how your life has changed? So if you rewind, you know, what is it, 13, 14 weeks ago when you started the challenge to, you know, how you're feeling now, can you talk to us a little bit about how your life has changed over the experience of the Maxine Challenge?
It's done a 180. You know, like I would not eat anything through the day. And again, I thought, you know, less food was best. And for 12 hours at work, I'd only have coffee and something sweet that craved my sweet sort of cravings. To be able to then turn around and eat like 3 wholesome meals and snacks without feeling guilty about eating food. You know, like I can sit on the scales now, and if I go up 100 grams, I don't feel bad. It hasn't changed my whole outlook on that day, which it would. I would sit there and go, you know, I go down, down, down on the scales, which I'm happy about. And the next day I go up on the scales 100 grams only, and my whole day would be a shipwreck. So to be able to completely change my whole mindset about what a healthy, sustainable living lifestyle is, it's probably been the best thing to be able to take out of that. We are all our own worst critic, basically, and we always want what somebody else has. You know, you look in the mirror and go, I wish I had nicer legs, I wish I had bigger muscles, I wish I had blonde hair. And I think to be able to come away from this challenge happier with myself, happier with my image and my own mindset, I think that's probably the biggest achievement for the last 12 weeks.
Wow, that's beautiful to hear. I do want to touch on a little bit about your day-to-day lifestyle, and, you know, maybe not talking about your work per se, but, you know, is your lifestyle mainly desk-bound where you're sitting down for most of the day completing tasks, or are you moving around and, you know, going from place to place? Like, what does a normal day kind of look like?
Yeah, the majority of my work for my 12 hours would be desk correspondence-based, you're right, and it's amazing. So at the beginning of this challenge, I bought myself, you know, a Samsung smartwatch. And before the challenge, I sort of put it on for the first couple of weeks. And I was like, I do like 1,000 steps in a day at work. And it was ridiculous. And I thought, oh my God, I'm not moving at all. Like, and how am I ever going to get 10,000 steps in? So yeah, it's interesting to then sort of go, okay, every hour, get up, go for a walk, go around, talk to people, and make sure you get that 10,000 steps in. So your body's constantly active through the day. So yeah, it has been a big change. Everyone sort of sees me walking around down the driveway and around the car park and up the hallways just to get my 10,000 steps in for the day. And it's a little bit hilarious, actually.
Yeah. Well, I think like the first step is just being aware of it, right? Like the first time even I put on like a tracking or a smartwatch or a pedometer, and you realize that on a day that you feel active, you kind of look at the watch and it's 5 p.m. and you've done like 5,000 steps and you're like, what? I thought I was way more active than I was. And then you kind of replay the day and you're like, well, actually, I kind of got up, I had breakfast, I drove to work, I sat down, did my work, and then I had lunch at my desk, and then I drove home, and then I've come home, made dinner, and now it's like, you know, I'm sitting on the couch and it's like in the evening. So I think the first step is to be aware of something like that. And it's so easy to live life for years on end and do no more than 1,000, 2,000 steps a day. And sure, like the steps number is just really a magical number again, but it's nice to be aware of how physically active we are, because it's very easy to fall into this sedentary lifestyle, right? And that's when the weight just creeps on over time.
Absolutely. You're right. There's a difference between being busy and being active. Yeah, it could be busy, but not actually physically moving.
I like that. I like that. Busy and active. Yeah. Because, you know, you're right. Because the difference is being active as, oh, I'm using my whole body. But then some people like to use that title of being busy as the reason why they're unable to do activity or physical activity or exercise. Or I'm busy, I can't eat a salad. Or I'm busy, I can't drink water. It's like, okay, well, is that the challenge here now? Is that your specific challenge? Is that you're busy and you can't do something?
Yeah, for sure.
Which then leads me on to my next question, talking about challenges. So I guess every challenge is going to be unique to each individual. So can you speak about a little bit about some of the challenges that you faced in completing the Maxine challenge?
Yep. For me, number one would have to be the drastic change in food, going from, you know, eating nothing to be able to say, I've got to eat all this food today. And, you know, like my first week of prep, I went shopping and like I put all this food in this basket. And I brought it home and laid it all on the kitchen bench. And I just looked at it and went, how on earth am I going to eat all that food in a week? And then I broke it down and then I made it into days. And I just looked at it and goes, how on earth would I eat all that food in one day? But everyone said to me, trust the process, trust what they tell you. So I stuffed it all in until I couldn't eat anymore. And then by the end of the challenge, like I'm eating all that food and then I'm sort of still craving more. So it's amazing how your body can change and, you know, and basically use that food as fuel, not storage. So that would probably be one of my biggest challenges, was to be able to just not feeling guilty about eating all that food, because you know in the end that food is doing good, not bad, being the right type of food, obviously. Also, I think the hardest thing was taking that focus off the scales. Everyone has this big thing about you jump on the scale every day and looking at what that magical number is. And that magical number determines how your, you know, the next 24 hours is going to work. If you've lost weight, you're going to have a ripper of a day. But if you've put on a little bit of weight, your day seems to turn the opposite. So I think being able to turn, and I think I like that about the challenge, where we focus on non-scale victories and being able to look at the things of having a look at, what are your clothes not fitting you? You know, are they loose now? Are you able to do one more rep? Are you able to lift 5 kilos heavier? Can you do one chin-up? You know, can you do an extra kilometre in a run or something? And I think being able to focus on those non-scale victories far exceeds what you see on a scale, even the measurements. And looking at, like, the best thing I learned was just looking at photograph one versus photograph four and looking at the changes visually and going, oh, okay, wow, the scales might not show a change, but my photos do. And the photos are what other people see. They don't see the numbers on a scale. So I think that was probably one of my biggest challenges. And then I think my last one would have to be, and I'd admit it, I'm not overweight to start with. A lot of people say that some people would like to finish with the body that I started with. I didn't join this challenge to lose weight. That wasn't my purpose. And so for everyone to sort of sit there and go, you don't need to lose any weight, you don't need to lose any weight, you don't need to go on a diet, that was probably hard as well, because that wasn't why I was doing the challenge. It was all about learning about changing my mentality about food and learning how to become fit and learning how to regain my self-consciousness about myself. So I think just dealing with other people's conceptions about why I was doing the challenge was pretty tricky too.
Yeah, I guess I love that. I don't normally get that answer. And I think that's really cool to think about, where you really are starting to consider what other people think of you.
Yep.
And I speak about this a little bit when we're talking about the start of the challenge and about finding out, you know, the reason why you want to start the challenge. And, you know, lots of the times people want to start the challenge to, back to that magic number. Oh, I want to lose 10 kilos, or I want to get in shape or look a certain way. And kind of stop and ask yourself and go, hey, is this something that I want? Or is this something that I think other people want of me?
Yep.
That's a distinction to think about. And you go, okay, I want to lose 10 kilos. And then you really ask yourself and you go, well, I don't really care about losing 10 kilos. Like me personally, Coach Steve, like, sure, I could probably lose some weight. I don't want to lose any weight. I'm comfortable where I am. But it's easy to go, okay, well, I think other people want me to lose weight. So maybe I want to lose weight. And then what happens is you say that that's your goal. I want to lose 10 kilos. But because you haven't really sold it to yourself, you never really get there. You never really want to achieve it. But you be honest with yourself from the start and go, hey, I don't want to lose weight. Or, I mean, I'll be happy if I lost some weight, but that's not my big goal. I want to get fit. I want to improve my relationship with food like you have. And I want to improve my self-confidence. Like you said, they're totally adequate, completely great, awesome goals to have at the start. But it's about being honest with yourself and going, hey, this is what I want. And you're going to get closer to there. And sure, along the way, you're going to lose weight, because we all kind of lose weight. And
yep.
You know, touching on like what you said, those non-scale victories, that's what we really want to achieve. And sure, like there is good science and data that suggests that monitoring our weight every day leads to good outcomes. Because it's just like, you know, saving to buy a house. You want to still track your daily bank balance every day to make sure that you're aware of the changes. Because then you go, oh, well, one day I've lost $100. What happened? Then you find out that you bought a whole bunch of avocados on toast because you're a millennial like me, right? So you want to know that, hey, my weight went up 500 grams over the weekend because I maybe did a strenuous activity, or I, you know, ate higher volume of food or something. Okay. And then it went down 500 grams because I drank slightly less water and I ate less food. And it's about this little bit of a disconnect and go, hey, I'm not what the numbers are, right? Like what you said, if my weight is 100 grams heavier on a day, that doesn't mean my day is ruined. We kind of need to have this disconnect and go, okay, it's going to fluctuate up and down. What's the general trend over the 4-week period? Okay, I've lost a little bit of weight and my weight's kind of gone up a little bit, down a little bit, up a little bit. That's really normal. Most of it is just water, right? But it's about this disconnect and really being honest with yourself, right?
For sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Now, look, let's talk about a little bit more about you. I've got these questions in front of me here, a little bit of a speed round. It's going to be great.
Yep.
Okay, so first up, tell me, what's your favorite exercise?
Bench press.
Bench press. Love it.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Let's talk about squats and deadlifts. Are you team squats or team deadlifts?
Team neither.
Team neither.
I hate them both, but I'm doing the booty challenge next time, so I'm going to have to learn to love them.
You're going to have to learn to love them and learn to love your hip thrusts, right?
Yep, yep.
I assure you that you're going to have a real glute time.
Smarty. Good on you.
All right, so cardio. Are you a fan of cardio?
Nope.
No? Do you have a love-hate relationship with cardio?
Yes, a love-hate relationship with cardio. Every time I try cardio, I cause an injury. So it's like destined that I don't do cardio. So yeah, I'm not a cardio girl.
Totally fine. Okay. All right, let's talk about flexing. What's your favorite muscle to flex?
Shoulder, back of my shoulder.
Back of your shoulder. Okay, I like that one. I like. All right, let's talk about food. What was your favorite dinner on the challenge?
Favorite dinner? Okay, yeah, it'd be homemade pizzas on the wraps.
Okay, okay. Well, let's talk about pizza. Does pineapple belong on pizzas?
Yep, it certainly does. No question.
Love it. Okay. Did you like the Maxine Burn bars or the Burn cookies?
Ooh, both and all of them.
Both and
they
all of them?
They are the best. Yeah, I love them all. Yep. The cookies are good, but the Burn bar, the red velvet cupcake, oh, that's number one. Love it.
I do like the red velvet as well. It's one of my favorites as well.
Yeah.
What was your favorite flavor of protein?
Ooh, it was honeycomb chocolate, except I recently found for the first time ever salted caramel. So that's almost trumping. Yeah, I haven't seen salted caramel in the shops. I only just found it last week, and that wins so far.
Yeah, it's taken over. It's a super new one. It only came out this year. Susan, let's talk about advice. So look, if someone came to you and was like, Susan, you've done such an amazing job. I'm wanting to get fit and healthy, or I'm wanting to do the Maxine challenge. What advice would you give to someone to start their fitness journey?
Look, you're right. If you've tried every fad and you've tried every diet under the sun that you can think of, and you think you've tried everything, but jump in, mate. You're not going to lose anything by giving the next 12 weeks of your life a go. I believe that if you're, and I agree, you're not going to get results just by signing up. You don't get the results out of a Weet-Bix packet. You've got to put the effort in. You've got to put 100% in. Everything is laid out in front of you. It tells you what to eat, how to eat it, what exercises to do. All the thinking's done for you. Just follow it 100% and you will get results. Basically, sign up, strap in and hold on for the ride and you won't look back. You've got to just remember, and I do believe that this isn't a 12-week sprint, okay? It's a warm-up for a lifelong marathon. It's not just for 12 weeks. It's a lifestyle change. And I think that that's what people need to understand. You can't just do 12 weeks and then go back to your old lifestyle because it's not sustainable. So definitely. And I do think that, the effort that's been put in by the team, by the ambassadors, by the staff, by the mentors, by the social media outlets, no one's ever alone. The support that's out there is in front of you. You just got to look for it and ask for it. And I think that, again, you're not going to regret it. If you put the effort in and you make it your goal, you'll come out on top. You'll beat that person that you saw in the mirror 12 weeks ago.
I love it. That's really great advice. Now, look, a little bit of a rhetorical question, but if someone was looking for help in their challenge, what steps could they take if they're listening to this and they're just not sure of how to ask for help? What could they do?
You've obviously got social media outlets. So there's the Facebook support page with Mentor. So there's people out there of all different lifestyles and backgrounds. All I did was search through looking for somebody that sort of matched me, my similar age, female with a similar sort of lifestyle as me. and you just ask, just send a message. You know, you don't have to reply, just send a message and start a chat. And I've never looked back. I've made a lifelong friend out of my mentor. So that's been perfect. And they've been through the challenge before. So no question you ask is stupid. And if anything, that someone else is out there wanting to ask that same question as well. The Facebook page itself, the amount of questions that get posted on there, is a heaps great support, and everyone is so supportive. Doesn't matter if you're having a good day or a bad day, just throw your thoughts out there and someone will be out there to support you and pick you up and push you back on track. There's definitely the forums on the website that you can jump on. They're always good because they're always, someone's asked the same question that you're thinking. So that's awesome to do that. I believe that there is obviously the Platinum package. I didn't take the Platinum package, but that's obviously an option for people too. If they think that they need that extra edge or they're not, you know, motivated enough to do it on their own, that could be an option for them. And I'm sure that, you know, you've got local gyms, friends. There's so much out there, so many support. Yeah, you just got to jump in. Just say yes and do it. It's the best thing.
Love it. So good. Yeah, you know, I just wanted to outline that Facebook support group. You know, it's a free group. So if you're watching this, you can just join it. It's Max and Maxine official Facebook support group. There'll probably be a link in the show notes. And like Susan suggested, there is the mentorship tab on that. Once again, completely free. And it's open for anyone to sign up as a mentor or a mentee. So if you've done the challenge previously and you want to help someone else, you can sign up as a mentor. And if you're looking for help, you can always reach out to a mentor or sign up as a mentee, and maybe a mentor will message you and you can just have a chat about everything. And I'm sure, Susan, you had chats about everything and nothing with your mentor. Maybe you chatted about the weather, you chatted about what's happening around the world right now. Maybe you chatted about the bench press or how to flex your arms, but I'm sure you made a lifelong friend in the challenge, which I'm sure both of you benefited from that because you keep each other accountable and you've probably both achieved such amazing results. And, you know, bringing it all back, I want to congratulate you once again on showing everyone what you can do in 12 weeks. You can completely turn your life around and achieve such an amazing transformation. You should be so proud, and big congratulations to you.
Yeah, thanks very much, buddy, for sure.
Look, Susan, let's wrap it up there. Thank you so much for donating some of your time to be part of the Challenge podcast, and looking forward to seeing you in part of our community moving forward from here. Because like you said, it's not a sprint. Your journey isn't over. No one's journey is over. It's a marathon of life, right?
Absolutely, mate. 100%.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening, guys. If you like the show, share it with a friend or leave us a review on iTunes to help us spread the good word.
See you next time.